Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting to order. The regular meeting of the Joint Land Use Board for Thursday, March 24th, 2022, is called to order. I wish to announce that the open public meeting law, known as the Sunshine Law of 1975, has been completed, complied with. The notice of meeting was advertised at our reorganization meeting, at which time our official newspapers were notified, copies are placed on the bulletin board. And could you please stand for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Roach.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Mr. Wells.
Here.
Ms. Joy Jackson.
Here.
Ms. Micholi.
Here.
Mr. Dawson.
Here.
Mr. Polly. Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Here.
Ms. DiDomenico here. Ms. Protish.
Here.
Mr. Vandegrift.
Here. Okay. First, we have Resolution JLUB-21-3 revised.
Just type those, yeah.
We have roll call? What do you mean, motion? Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Mayor Roach.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
I have to abstain.
Okay. Ms. Joy Jackson.
Yes.
Ms. Micholi.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Abstain.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Vandegrift.
Yes. Okay. New business, application JLUB-22-1, extra space storage, 1322 Laurel Road, Block 238, Lots 1 and 1.08, amending use variance.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Jeffrey Barron, I'm the attorney of well-admitted practice in the state of New Jersey, representing MHC-83, HW Portfolio LLC. This is a property on, this is a use on Block 236, Lot 1 and 1.08, it's in the OP-1 zone and the R zone. I have with me this evening Norm Kotite and the...
Can you bring the microphone closer to you?
Yes, sure. And if the solicitor would be kind enough to swear, we'll go right into that.
Yes, sir, could you state your name and your address for the record? You can use your business address.
Norm Kotite, 7607 Ellington Place, Mayfield, Ohio.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you will give this evening will be the whole truth? Okay, thank you.
Mr. Kotite, what is your connection with MHC-83, the applicant here tonight?
Could I interrupt you just for a second? We did do the notice, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's been done. Now, there is an issue with respect to, is it outstanding taxes and sewer?
Just sewer.
Just sewer. Okay, so the board, what you can do, hear the application and make that a condition of approval if the board so approves. It's not a significant sum. So I guess we could have a motion from the board to proceed and make the payment of the outstanding assessments a condition of approval.
We didn't get notice of that. How did we make notice that we were taking
it? Okay, yeah.
Can we for her?
Motion.
Can I have the motion?
Make said motion.
Second?
Second.
You second it?
I second it.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Ms. Michuli? Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Vandegrift?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can proceed now.
Well, we can't give it to them because it's, do you have checks?
They don't have a check.
Yeah, because I don't have a check. Thank you for.
I don't know if she'll take the payment. I saw her come in.
Did you write that?
You know, you're pretty much, you can use credit card online, but you can't do that.
We don't let any grass grow under us.
It's not.
$139.
Yes.
Well, we'll see how we're going to do this. Well, we can't send it to the commission.
Would you like to proceed, sir?
Well, the secretary on the paper is the tape one. So we'll go back to where I started before I found out that we were delinquent. Thank you. Coach Hodge, would you tell us, you did tell us your relationship with the applicant. Are you authorized to represent the applicant this evening in terms of facts and information in regard to the application?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is maybe the simplest application in the library. It'll definitely be the simplest one tonight. In the original approval, this is a pre-existing storage facility. It's located on the lot block that I mentioned to you. When the approval was given by the board in 2005, December 22nd, 2005. There was a condition of approval on page 5, it's number H, small h, and it says there will be at least one employee on site at all times to provide security. So that's nearly 20 years ago. And at that time, it made all the sense in the world to have somebody there full time to watch over. But what's changed since then to today?
Well, in all honesty, the previous property in August of 20, the previous owner and the other had security guard there. I'm not sure if they're expecting security guard or someone there living there 24 hours a day. So the only purpose is from August of 20, we knew that was a problem because it was never provided. We didn't want to continue on the radar. And it's important that we might as well present this to the city and say, let's get that condition eliminated because no one has security guards on site 24 hours a day. We're not going to do it, but we want to be honest about it and bring it forward and get it eliminated. So since then, we've had DBR reporting what's going on in the property 24 hours a day. There are 32 cameras on site. There are 5 in the office and 27 on the property. At the fence stand, locked down 24 hours a day. Access to a keypad and electric control gate. In addition, the police department has the passcode for the gate so they can access it. And so I understand if they want to be controlled at night, they can do so. And there's a lock box on the porch there that can have the keys in it. But emergency cameras have to come up and get access to the property through that as well. So there really isn't a need for it. And I think in this 26 years, and literally it's an alley facility from the west coast and the east coast, and no one has a security guard unless there's a storm or a hurricane and knocks the fence down. They want to have someone on site to make sure there's no room or something like that. We're about a security to be. My understanding is there's never heard from or complaint from anybody. The police department doesn't find this as a problem. So we just want to get that technically compliant.
He's the best kind of witness you can have. He's just mind about it. He tells the court everything I asked him to talk about that yesterday. So I think it was very informative. One other thing that you shared with me, there actually is a lockdown time when the business hours are over, when no one can enter, is that correct?
Well, you still have to have a pass though, even during the business hours.
Right.
You still, the gate is still closed, it's still, you got a pass for you to enter and get in. And if I'm happy, will not give you access past 10 p.m. Even people that have minutes on site are not permitted on site after 10 p.m. to the office, to the office, to the pass code will not be.
So we're not asking to change anything, as you all know, it's already built, it's been there for years. We've had no break-ins, as I said, we've had no problems with police calls or anything of that nature. It's been well maintained from the parent of it, Nate. All we want to do is to amend that condition of approval to provide the security facilities that we talked about, the number of cameras, and the on-site, screens that are there to observe in lieu of having an actual live guard.
The number of cameras, that was, did you say 27?
32.
32.
27 on the property and 5 on the property. Well, not in the office. The cast of the office, looking at the gate and outside in front of it.
Okay. And have you coordinated the cameras with the Lindemann Police Department at all? Okay, because we typically do make that a condition of any approval.
And that's it. We're just asking for that one condition to be excised and modification and
the number of cameras that we maintain bring up to the.
If you have any questions,
does anybody on the board have any questions? Does anybody in the public have any questions? Okay, we close public questions.
Okay, if, this is an application simply to modify a pre-existing, a prior approval by the board, which the board does have authority to do that. The applicant did give public notice that he is seeking a modification of that prior approval. And so the board has to consider why this, you know, 24/7 condition was imposed, and if the, and if the alternative things that the applicant has done with respect to the security that they have provided to the site really addresses what the board thought back in 2008 or 2005, why they have chose that. So we do have the testimony. They've never had any break-ins. They do have more security there, the lock-ins, the lockbox, the case, the gate, the passbook, the hours of operation. And so if that, if the board was to approve the application, we would simply just have the applicant submit or at least have the police department take a look at the security measures so we know that that's a typical condition and they're happy with the placement and the operation of the security measures.
With those conditions, is anybody on the board want to make a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Ms. Micheli?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Vandegrift?
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your staff here is fantastic. I think it's been with Nancy and Jeff and the mayor. You do have wonderful people. So thank you very much. I'm saying that after
the
approval, not before.
Yeah.
I do want to say that. Okay.
And see how things go. Have a seat.
Thank you.
I think the tax order is going to work down about 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, next application, JLUB 22-2, Real Cordo LLC, La Esperanza, 40 East Gisborough Road, Block 155, Lots 4, 6, 6.01, 7.01, and 8. Major site plan, preliminary and final. Additional parking area, relocated trash enclosure, solar canopy, and variances.
Mr. Chairman, Jeffrey Barron, representing the applicant, Real Cordo. Real Cordo is the owner of the property. The La Esperanza Restaurant is on the property that is leased from Real Cordo. And I have with me tonight three different witnesses. I think probably Alejandro Cordova is behind me. And also Joseph Mancini, who is our engineer. Kevin Pan, who is a technical consultant, who will explain to you and go over with you some renderings of the solar panels that are proposed to be constructed at this site. And as you said, Mr. Chairman, this is relatively straightforward too. I'm sure you all know that the restaurant has, last month, has been there for some time, pretty successful. Probably the best Mexican restaurant in South Jersey, but that's, I'm saying that before it was this time. That's how confident I am in that statement. The chairman correctly read the application. The proposal is take a stone parking lot in the rear and pave the blacktop down for pavement parking. It's also to put a solar array above the area in the rear. Your ordinance, and we'll talk about this, your ordinance seems to mostly be directed to ground-mounted solar. This is not ground-mounted solar. This is solar in the air, and we'll see. So some of the provisions probably don't apply and couldn't apply in the region strictly. But we'll get into that, and I'm sure we can accommodate any concerns that your staff can have. And there's also a relocation of the dumpster, and there's a further relocation from what we requested. Your engineer suggested that the place that we had chosen to put the dumpster might not be as accessible as he would like to see when the trash truck comes. And so our engineer will discuss a relocation of that, that I think vastly improves that condition. There's also a variance that was called out in the report. It is, I guess, technically a variance. It's a pre-existing non-conforming use. The building is built 14 feet over the driveway. And so under the hardship criteria of New Jersey statute, sanitated 4155D, 70A, because it's there, and the only way we can cure that is to tear our building down and replace it, build another building at a 30-foot setback. We're asking for a variance from that condition. It'll be the same existing setback as it is now, no change, but it is a condition that's not technically conforming to the ordinance in the center. It's in the B1 zone, permitted use. And with that, it's at 40 East Gisborough Road. It's Lots 4, 6, 601, 701, and 8 in Block 155. So I think it's probably easiest if we have all of our witnesses for now and then we'll just go through.
Yes, I think I did note that front yard setback was existing.
You did. No, it's absolutely in there. It's just that I just want to be clear that there's not a lot of proofs that we're going to put on because it is hardship condition. It's not that flexible C use that you probably hear a lot of times when you have to prove one of the purposes of zoning and the laying as to see it benefits out of protection. In this case, it would be hardship to try to somehow meet that setback. So, if I could have our witnesses.
Mr. Cordova, could you give your name for the record and your address?
Alejandro Cordova, 40 East Gisborough Road.
Okay. And you, sir? Joseph
Mancini, the trust manager. This address is 9268 Blackwood.
And you, sir?
Kevin Hamm, Geoscape Solar. This is address is 520 Fellowship Road, Mount Laurel.
And that's Hamm?
H-A-M-M.
Okay, H-A-M-M. Board engineer? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give this evening will be the whole truth? Thank you.
Sorry, you're not.
Alejandro, if you would be kind enough, can you explain what I've already told the board, what you're proposing to do, and what the purpose of it is in the operation?
Yes, that is because it's 3 minutes high, and we want to do something for the people in Burma. We want to have solar panels, we want to do energy, and we want to do access, all that, and we have the clean electric car charger.
Oh, you're going to provide that?
Yes.
The paid parking lot, is that for customer parking?
Yes, it is.
And it will be all paid?
Yes.
The solar panel array that's in the air, is that correct?
That is correct.
Above the parking area. And the dumpster location will have Mr. Mancini testify to, but if I understand the emails I saw today, you actually determined where the dumpster should be located, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we'll do some testimony about that.
Mr. Mancini did reach out to me to show me the location. I don't know if that's acceptable.
Well, the red arrow was, I found that while we were here. That was from Holland. This approval, this application is the subject of the result of the preliminary final approval by the board. So the location of the restaurant and the improvements have been that we were all approved for 9 years ago. This is an attempt, as you just heard, to try to improve the condition and to reduce the utility charges. So I don't have anything else on Alejandro. If you want to ask questions, that's what that's fine. If you want to wait for the Monday's question, that's equally fine, whatever your preference.
Okay. Does anybody have any question for him on the board? I guess you can proceed.
Thank you. You can go back to your seat. Mr. Mancini, would you join me, please? You said it, but by whom are you employed?
Class in engineering survey.
And what is your capacity with regards to?
I am president of the firm. I'm also a licensed professional engineer and professional planner.
How long have you held your licenses in the state of New Jersey?
I've been a licensed professional planner since 2008 and professional engineer since 2007.
Are your licenses in effect, in good standing and effective present time?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And have you testified before planning and zoning boards in the state of New Jersey and been accepted as an expert in both engineering and planning?
Many times it's been an
issue. Okay. Mr. Chairman, we present Mr. Mancini as an expert in planning and engineering.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe, can you describe for the board what exactly is being done with this application?
Sure. So, just referencing the overall site plan, which is 206 from the plan that we submitted here. You can see the existing restaurant at the front, the further to the bottom of the page. Cooper Street, the north side of the property, to the right, Holly Street, to the rear. As Jeff mentioned, we're proposing to clean up the existing pavement, part of that rear parking area that's accessed from Holly Street today, part of it's compacted stone, so we're going to clean that up. A formal access driveway. I'm also looking to obviously build this solar canopy here, which is sort of outlined in black, so you can see where it is. And then Kevin will present some prettier pictures from what I have here to give you an idea what that looks like. There's no change to the parking, just formalizing that with resurfacing. The trash enclosure is under where the canopy is going to go, so we're looking to relocate that. Based on some of the comments from Jeff and from the fire marshal, we evaluate if this is a possible location and we look to move it back to the parking area where it's more easily accessible for trash trucks and also provides the required separation from the building. We think that's all around a better location provide that and the decision to do it, which is to do it right now. Since that's the need of the application of the proposal here, we do need some relief associated with the solar canopy. Definitely, anything else on the plan that we have?
No, there's no change to the location of the building or any other
That's correct. So the engineer's letter notes that the solar is permitted everywhere in the main hall. It is located in the rear yard or side yard, and we're here to this presentation that based on the orientation of the building, based on the rear yard, it's been made part of there. This would be considered rear yard, so that would be fine. There is some non-conformities created by the fact that we have several lots here that are owned by the applicant. Technically, the restaurant hall improvements are on lot 7.01, which is sort of the middle area here. To the south is lot 4, 501, 601. To the north, again, 2.5. So the setback variances that would be required really essentially to the internal lot line. So we don't necessarily honor the setbacks to the internal lot line for 7.01. And those potentially could be eliminated based on violation lots. The only variance that would remain is the height of the solar canopy, which is 23 feet at maximum, 14 feet at minimum, but the limits height is to 12 feet. And as Jeff mentioned, I think that primarily contemplates the ground mount of solar at the time when we see a solar farm. And this is a different type of use of the solar canopy by design, is higher to the vehicles to go into the air. And we think it also has some advantage of recommending view of the panels up higher and they're pointing inwards as we'll see from Kevin's rendering. So this middle line here, the panel is sort of pointed inwards, so they're pointing up with the sky and sort of pointing towards the middle. And that would actually fall under the CQ criteria for the benefit of that information without any detriment. The land use law was amended to 2000 to specifically identify solar and photovoltaic facilities as inherently beneficial use. Additionally, purpose and the statute for those renewable energy sources identifies that as one of the purposes of zoning.
So let's turn around the line of members of just 2 minutes or 10. But you'll say you're referencing when you're now satisfying the positive criteria 45-55 feet, that's 70 feet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And when you said section N, I think you're talking about the purposes of zoning that are contained in the same section 45-55 feet, that's 2, capital N, is that correct?
That's correct.
Just for the record. Well, I appreciate that. There were questions.
The folks in the network criteria would be no substantial detriment to the public good, nor substantial impairment of the internal purposes of the zoning plan and zoning ordinance. As I mentioned, the location of the solar facility is substantially removed from any of our neighbors. Canopy is consistent with other types of solar energy structures that are removable right now. And we can comply with the aesthetic and safety considerations that are needed in the ordinance for solar facilities. So with that in mind, we'll be able to satisfy the possibility of the criteria that we can see through the means. And we'll be appropriate for that variance for the future site.
In terms of the no substantial detriment to the intended purpose of the zoning ordinance as to the zoning, this is a permitted use, correct?
Absolutely.
So the ordinance clearly envisions it and has some standards in regard to it, but there can't be any question that it would be contrary to that, correct?
That's absolutely right.
Joe, I proffered to the board that there is a pre-existing setback. Can you just describe what that is, show them where it is, so that we can listen to the testimony?
Yeah, certainly. So the existing setback in front of the restaurant to Digital Road is approximately 14 feet, or whatever it's like, 30 feet. And then this is the maximum condition within that range. The bomb doesn't
Okay.
don't go too far, because when we read that letter, I'm going to ask you to come up so we can comment on anything rather than take the board's time now and go through item by item this list of their possession and decide how we want to have it done. But I don't have any more further to tell at this time, any board members who would be happy to answer that.
You did mention that you're consolidating the lots.
We can consolidate the lots.
Before I want to, we were going to discuss.
Yeah, let me explain that, because there is a basis for it. As Mr. Cordova purchased the properties around it, he never sought to consolidate because the tax assessor indicated that that would be the tax assessor. He would be changing lots that would otherwise be residential in character, undeveloped. None of them are developed. It's not the minimum. In the commercial, and that would raise the tax assessment. So he was reluctant, I think understandably so, to consolidate all the lots for that reason, because he was just up with tax structure. He's not proposing any construction in those lots. I will walk you through the board to develop. If he ever does come in for construction in his lots, then he would agree to consolidate the lots. It would make sense because the commercial operation would expand, and so the tax obligation would expand. But so long as he doesn't consolidate the lots and it stays the same, he would really prefer to do it. Now, Joe told you that he kept right from his letter that if he consolidated the lots, all those variances should go away. He will set that from long from lot one. So if you combine them, lot one is still away, the variances go away. But there's no real, I don't see, maybe he has a different opinion, I don't see any negative impact that would occur from leaving them as they are, and that's why I'm making this offer that if he ever decides to develop those lots commercially, then he would consolidate them all.
I don't have any objections on not consolidating because in practicality, you need a setback plan. It's not a good ground to not develop, you know. It's just a recommendation that I make, you know, pretty consistently without an application for the developments and settings for the refund and solving the matter. It's his preference to not consolidate the lot, I really don't have it. That's what I'm going to do to that.
Melanie has no use for it. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. When you use phone, it's a different budget.
And practically, it's not going to change.
No,
a line drawn on a piece of paper is not affecting anything. Okay. You know, if I want to consolidate the lot, it's just a recommendation that I make for the facility we want to see. That's up to your...
So without the consolidation, we do have then all those additional variances that Mr. Hansen has addressed in his letter.
Correct.
Okay.
They do exist. Now, I'll have Mr. Hansen give a little testimony to the council, so maybe the second part of it is true. Joe, are they committed, Mr. Hansen? One is 1 foot, isn't it?
Well, the other way around, so to speak. One of them provides a setback of 1 foot to the property line of 10 feet from the fire. I believe that's on the left side, the south side of the canopy. The one is against the canopy actually encroaches into lot 8, so to speak. Potentially that's a zero setback of encroaching. Essentially, we have zero on one side and one on the other, potentially the same variance, so we have an aggregate of 1 foot there, so 20 feet required for the direction.
It's the opposite of the minimum. My mistake.
The minimum of character is
relatively large, but to not to be large, as your professional has indicated, from lot to lot that he owns, it's his own property, that he's not performing to this. Normally, what you would see is someone else owns that land, and to protect their interests, you would want to eliminate the variances. In this case, there isn't anybody else that owns any of the land on the outside, if you will, outside of the lots.
And just to clarify for the record, potentially there would also be a lot of coverage variance against the same reason that all the improvements are consolidated in the house and one that didn't have a whole world of love left to be done. You can only have 20% of the lot covered by solar canopy, I believe, whereas 25%.
Yeah.
It took the overall size of the lot, well, where that obviously is probably, looking at it, that was kind of a lot, so you guys could. But so I would submit that the proof that we offered for the height variance would stand for the needs of the variance as well.
Okay.
It's a great offer.
So the benefits of the land use under section two, as you've already told us, is that both in the definition of that encompasses solar and in section N, which we talked about in part two, subsection part two, the land use sort of recognizes this as an inherently beneficial use. So that's a positive, I think, with us. And as to the negative, once again, as we talked about on the last part, solar is permitted in this zone, so obviously the zoning ordinance is compliant with the zoning ordinance, right?
Absolutely. So the only test then would be really whether or not the execution of our solar includes in a public estimate and how we execute it, and I don't think we get that.
Right, we're going to give you some testimony in a minute from Mr. Hamm about that, because I'm sure you have some interest as to what this is going to look like in this method. So you believe we satisfy positive or negative criteria of all those analysis?
I do.
Now you can see it.
Very good.
And I'll call you back when we're going to review.
Jeff, can I make a note about why I reviewed under the ground mounted?
Yeah, sure.
I just, that's the definition that it most clearly fit. There's nothing really about solar arrays or canopies in there.
We know. You didn't have any choice. We recognize that.
We know that the ground, so
right.
That's what I meant. Yeah. It had something like an array. When I think of ground mounted, I think of a panel that are just out in the field somewhere.
I've done a lot of work both pro and con on solar. And these elevator arrays that are up in the air, they're really usually done on a very large application where you have acres and acres and acres to do solar by solar. You don't really see, because things can blow them. You could pass under them too. A lot of them are on farms. And farmers indicate they're going to continue the farm, believe it or not, under the solar array. So I agree with that. You couldn't have done it any other way, but. And we're not saying we shouldn't have to give you the proof, we're just saying we don't think that's what the intent is. Anyway, if you'll let me, I'll kind of name up and learn a little bit about solar arrays. Gentlemen, by whom are you employed?
Good evening. I'm employed by GOC Solar, Southern Office in Metropolitan.
Now, this rendering you're showing us was not submitted as part of the plan. Right?
No.
So give me a pen. Do you have a pen with you? Would you write, thinking in the right or left corner, exhibit A-1 with today's date on it, so that both council and the board secretary have a record of what this exhibit was? And if you keep the pen, it's going to be the red one too.
A2.
Kevin, tell us what your company does and what you specifically did in regard to the solar on this site.
Sure. Kevin Hampton, GSC Solar, we're a local New Jersey solar contractor. We design and install solar systems, rooftop, ground mount, and also carports. Carports are becoming a more affordable and prevalent option for business owners primarily.
And what we're referring to as a carport, they sort of serve dual purposes, do they not? They not only provide solar, but they also provide shelter from the elements for cars that are parked on the street, correct?
Yes, and also we have one of the ones that will provide outdoor dining and protection from the sun for guests in the restaurant. So it'll provide kind of a dual use in addition to that. But yes, that is the purpose is to use existing spaces, parking lots primarily, to produce energy for the betterment of the customer.
And as I drove up to get them from my office, I noticed, well, I knew it, specifically, over in the Linden Walk High Speed Line parking lot, you have the solar roof in your elevator and the forest parking lot. So you're very familiar with Linden Walk, with what it is, as it's here in Linden Walk.
The high school to use.
Yeah, there's more than one application. I recognize that for sure. So Kevin, tell us about what is the height of it, tell us what the materials are that are used, and then tell us what almost every application of these types draw out testimony on. What is the glare, if any, that occurs from the panel?
So this application is intended to be a mid-tide solar array for the primary use of the restaurant. The energy costs are high, even more so over the past couple of months because of the overhead. So energy independence and ability for a business owner to reduce those operating costs and also at the same time make environmental benefits. So it is a mid-tide self-use application already approved by the New Jersey Clean Energy Program to qualify for the energy incentives, and also the utility company, NC Electric, has approved this with minimal upgrades, no big deal at all, so transformers that will be included. So we do have state and utility approval for this, our next step. So the material is a galvanized steel, which is colored as is here. Gray, and I think for 25 years now to the bed. Solar panels on top, obviously absorb the sun, converted into energy, so there is no glare. Solar panels by design are meant to absorb light, not reflect it. We have a young one actually down near the Atlanta City Airport, which obviously was a major concern, and we provided some more than technical details that some issue from a reflective standpoint. We will manage the water, you know, to disperse off here so that it provides shelter for the cars and guests of the restaurant.
What is the height? I know it's a graduate.
It's 14 feet to meet minimal commercial vehicle traffic, although that's not 6 years up. On the high end, it's 20 feet.
And there will be charging stations in the
yes.
Also as part of it?
Yes, and that would be another benefit of renewable energy, electric vehicles that we will provide. I'm not sure where they're going to be located. They may be under the array, but we will provide two publicly accessible electric vehicle chargers for guests in the restaurant, and also for anybody who passes through this area.
Yeah. I don't think I have any of I see that one. How was he prepared to get the statement?
Are we prepared?
No,
we were prepared. So we're obviously the designer and installer of that we use a solar mounts that does all our structures and they put the rendering, the size and to scale of the actual array on the actual property.
That's what I was going to ask you. So, like a photograph, it's a true and actual depiction of what it will look like as opposed to a photograph, which is a true and actual depiction of what something looks like. Yeah.
And from an aesthetic standpoint, these structures have really grown. We've seen the high school, but I've seen the high speed line, more of a plus structure as opposed to industrial look, which has beauty in that the whole of the aesthetics actually have been improved over the past few years.
Was A2, which is the exhibit you have up there now, was that prepared by the same company for you? And again, true and accurate as to what the rendering would look like. Where is that? Can you orient us? Where are we looking at there as compared with A1?
Yeah, so this is the back of the existing parking lot, looking to the rear, to the main entrance of the facility. This other view is on the opposite side of the picnic pantry, looking down just northward. If you look on the side lot, the main road is on this side.
Right. The intent was to show the board from two different location of what it would look like for people to see.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't have anything for you for Kevin.
Did we just mark that?
We did.
We did, A2? Okay.
A1 and A2 were marked for the same.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead, you go. You go first.
I have a question about A1. Unlike the high school and the faculty parking lot, would you wear the dumping off of the vehicles, the grass, and all of that?
If we can go to either side, I think we can orient that to what the both sides.
Yeah, before we discuss is that we could collect it and just start moving away. On either side, we have grass areas that are substantially removed from the property line, so we can deal with it directly into the grass area, both of the dumping right back in the parking lot.
Do you feel like in a heavy storm there that the water coming off that edge digging out the grass area?
No more than any other downspout or whatever.
So we'll have a downspout on it?
Oh, no.
And then I have one other question with it looks like you have outboard dining. What is going to stop the traffic from being able to drive into that?
We can put up columns up or some other type of barrier to have a parking box. Right now we have at least 60 by 60 post. So that's the way it should be.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is more of an application of a shelter for guests as opposed to a food park for guests. Any other questions?
You say you have the post in like 2 feet or something? Is that the side from going through? Are they seeing it?
What's there now? The post they have wood.
The wood?
Yeah, they have, I believe, 2 or 4 feet into the ground. They already have a line to the building, so it's not that kind of thing.
But they paint it?
They have to.
Would they be higher than the fence that is shown there?
No, they are actually right. So the picture doesn't show that all the posts are here, they're here. In 2 years, they have more.
You can take a picture and show it here. When we gave them the rendering, we gave them what the canopy would look like. We didn't give them anything as to the existing position on the ground except the picture building. So they didn't put the product in, but the actor provides the board with a photo so you can see how we actually prevent cars from entering the kingdom that area, which I think is the board not expecting.
So actually, the force side was the cement of the stuff. What I'm going to use now is the document.
You can make that acquisition part of the construction set.
And what was that condition, Sam? What was that again?
That there would be showing a selection of vehicle traffic into the area. It's okay. There's a sort of an existence. I think we could do that.
We'll actually put those on the plan. We'll mark where the poles are, the posts are on the plan, so that with the plan that we have in the field, we don't know exactly where the posts are.
Is there any other questions from the board? Would you like to proceed or sit?
We're ready to go through your professionals with you better. I guess the question is, do you want to do that before opening to the public, or do you want to open to the public before you go through the letter? Your, obviously, your procedure.
Craig, you want to go through your letter first?
I'll go through my letter. Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a letter dated March 16th, 2022. Page 1 basically outlines the proposal and the situation to the site. I won't do a state of time. I won't go through all that. I sent a letter specifically any questions or comments about it. section two, or I'm sorry, page two, you talked about completeness review. There were five outstanding items. Nancy had sent those five outstanding items along to me subsequently since the issuance of my letter. Those were all satisfied, so I didn't have any objection to the application being deemed complete at that point. We went through Jeff and Joe, went through the various variances that are required. So I think we're looking at six of them, if I'm not mistaken. Side yard setback, the southerly property line of 1 foot where 10 feet is required, 14 foot encumbrance on the north side setback where 10 feet required, a aggregate side yard setback at 20 feet is required in B1, whereas 1 foot total is proposed. And then you can only have 20% of your lot covered by solar arrays, whereas it probably 25.9% is considered by activity in this application. Also,
if you just look at that one lot.
If you just look at the one lot, you're not going to we're not going to consolidate that if we max out at this point. With the height limited 12 feet, shown on the page 3, this is going to be 23 feet high. And then, okay, so we're 5, I guess. I'm sorry.
That's 5.
That's 5. And that's the pre-existing non-conformity.
That's 6.
The front of the setback. So it would be 5 actual variances of the existing non-conformity. There's 10, 11, and 12 talk about buffering. In the B1 zone, 365, 91, 92 required that a predominant of non-residential uses to side of rear yards back up to a residential is going to have to be appropriately screened. There's a pretty good distance between the back of that lot and where the apartment starts. There's not a tremendous amount of buffering there currently, and I think you're basically replacing the landscaping that what's going to happen to that little island is the key move that you use at the rear of the lot.
Well, the thing is, that's supposed to change. Do you have any?
We're just going to leave the existing landscaping. My main concern with those comments with the buffering was to make sure, I was just worried about any glare from the panels towards the apartments, but looking at this from the testimony, it looks like it's directed pretty much away from the apartments. It's not something that's going to be pointing right at them. That was really what I was worried about, somebody looking at an upper floor of this.
We think that Jeff's comments were very good on the point. So we were going to propose that Mr. Mancini or someone from his office could do an on-site inspection of Jeff. And if there's any gaps in the buffering or areas that aren't screened, we'll fill those in. Because there is existing buffering. But as you know, there's always some fans that die or branches to break or whatever. So the best way, I think, to do that, since the maintenance period and the bond for that as long as fire is to go out, see where that needs to be supplemented. And we'll agree to do that and show that.
I can work with Joe on that. That's another word.
Excuse me, and that's along the rear property line?
No, the rear property line. I think we're that with the buffers on the side of the property line. There's a requirement in opening the solar ordinance that requires that a structural report be provided for the solar panel for the supports and all that. Imagine that will be submitted with the construction package.
Yeah, he's going over that with our consultant, and that's a pretty customary thing that they do to get any construction permits.
I would imagine those construction departments are going to work for that. But vehicle turning templates go.
Yeah,
you know, so the plan. I'm most concerned just with the turning movements coming into the driveway. I imagine most patients come up to over there and into the back to where the parking area is. But I want to make sure that it's only like 15 feet wide, I believe. So number four was talking about the dumpster, but that's going to be moved. I don't think that's going to be considered a concern anymore. They're going to move it further out back so that the truck will be able to access it easier. It's going to be harder for them to make those turn movements, I think, up on the concrete portion of the driveway portion to the road. Number five on page four is just a clerical error on the width of the width of the array.
Look correct.
How's, I see there are lights underneath that. There are, I can see now with the renders, there are lights up. Don't need the burners lighting requirements, I would imagine. Absolutely, yeah. So, we discussed that with Kevin, and what we typically do is some night light test at the time.
There is existing lighting for the parking lot.
That's not going to be effective in any way.
We certainly want to meet the owners' requirements, but we also don't want to add excessive lighting as a nuisance to the neighbors. We'll identify how much lighting is necessary underneath the roof canopy to meet that performance standard that we want.
Number seven, you were going to move, Joe and I spoke this morning, the one canopy support, the first one in looks like it creates a potential vehicle conflict, and that concrete driveway is going to shift that a little bit.
This driveway coming through here, this is going to go around the left side of the plant, so this driveway coming through here, this support here, we really can't move the supports, but we spoke about him as possibly shifting the whole canopy structure. To the right on the stage a little bit to the south, and this is provide a better clearance there. So we would adjust that on the revised plan and adjust that back.
If you're familiar with the site, about half of the existing parking area is by cement or no asphalt, and the other half is stone. They're going to resurface the stone portion of the parking lot with by doing this, which is our recommendation of having the existing portion of the asphalt. And I don't think there were a whole lot of areas in this repair, but while he's out there paving, it just happened to fix.
I was amazed by Alejandro's response to this, because I'm so used to clients saying, oh no, it doesn't need to be resurfaced, it doesn't need to be filled in, it's fine, we've been using it this way for years. He's taking it to a fine, we're probably going to say that it's not.
Nice to find the problem with the threshold for the development of the area. I say 7 more, which that was 4 more of the threshold, is it not going to work while we were all up there? Is for the redevelopment. Did you put a light test on it? Is it going to be on the sidewalk for the vast area, or is it going to pull areas of that water along the building? And then there's no impact at either the security cameras or anything with the site. Do you want to plug in with your security system?
They have not, but absolutely. We try to get all our...
What's there now? What is your security system like?
We have about 22 cameras.
Okay.
All surrounding buildings have cameras. So, towards the digital road and to the solid state, and to the side, and to the side. So, what would be the contact with the police department?
Tell them that we've got an approval, tell them what you would like to forward it with them in regards to the security, and see if they have any comments or anything you'd like to have addressed, make it easier for them to respond to any call.
Okay. It's something that we've typically been asking to answer. Okay, and then there was the fire department's letter about keeping that the fire zone clear behind the restaurant. There is no issue to that, I guess, with anything that's going on here, Joe.
No, we'll comply with the fire department's recommendation.
We just read that letter yesterday, I believe. With that, I think that covers everything. Do we have any questions or comments regarding the cameras?
Do we know if this is going to block any of the camera views yet?
One is right here, so I can see an issue. The other one is right here, I don't think, because they are not above the building, so they would be under the camera.
Okay.
So it should be fine.
That was sort of the genesis of my question.
I didn't see the fire marshal letter. What was that? Was there a recommendation?
It was just making sure that the fire zone behind the between the deck and the outdoor seating area there was going to be kept clear in case there was a fire. And that just justified that they'll be able to get with what they're doing here, they'll be able to get clear for the fire afterwards.
Thank you.
Anybody from the board have any other questions? Should we open up the public? Anybody from the public have any questions? Could you step over, please? And tell us your name and your address.
Hi, my name's Pamela Cole.
Excuse me, Pamela, before we move,
Sure.
For the record, Pamela, what's your, could you spell your last name?
C-O-L-E.
Okay, and your address?
5 Glen Alpine Court.
5.
The angle of the back, why does the angle of that have to be so high? Is there a reason that's so high? And the runoff of the water and the, why is that, why does that go up so high? Is there a reason for that?
It's a typical design of the structure, you know, the productivity of the array, both the mechanical and electrical, that's the same design.
Okay, okay.
In regards to the runoff, won't have any effect on any off-site properties. All runoff collected in the middle goes to downstairs, goes down the park, so it discharges. The array is roughly 100 feet from the property line, so it discharges out to the side, which is much further.
I've never seen any go up that high. I've designed a couple of restaurants. That's what I do in the restaurant business, and so we're doing all of that now. I've never just seen one go up that high, so I was just wondering what the purpose of that was. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're not changing any impervious surface underneath. We're all saying most of it's under, most of the area underneath of it is already impervious. There's really no change there. You know, there was a change just on the wall. So definitely no issue there on the back.
Kevin, I assume, I'm not the designer of the race, but I assume that you want to keep a pitch that is adequate to make sure that the water does go down to the point of discharge and that it doesn't stay on the roof and create any problems that way, correct?
Just like in the design, where there's optimization that's done, so sun angle for production and water runoff, wind load, stresses on the structure itself.
Like a reverse roof. I mean, on your house, you want to pitch on the roof so the water will go down, and on the missing, you want to pitch, bring it down to the center.
Yeah, for this application, and there are other structures out there that are a rectangular surface on a pitch that optimizes the production relative to the sun. For this application, because protecting having water coming through, like most of those, and that the train station, there is actually a gap between the solar panel and the water coming through, whereas this would have a lot of hazardous, so that, yes.
And I think you said the minimum height, excuse me, was 14 feet?
Yeah, I know there's no commercial
value
here, but that's just
to be honest. Well, there are some deliveries that take place to the restaurant.
Yeah, there won't be any deliveries in the center here at the
moment. No, but that was my point, that you want to make sure that if somebody went a little too far, there's enough of a height to accommodate.
Are there going to be signs on it saying the height in case there is a tractor trailer that comes pulls in there?
We can put a sign on there that indicates the height in that location. You're right. Good point.
That's a standard 11th code policy that will be in effect. If you go over the permit set and it has all the appropriate tables up into including the interconnection to the main distribution, disconnect switch, all standard.
Okay. Sorry.
I missed what you said. Was there a question with the fire department and how to shut it off? There has to be control.
It has to be labeled correctly to prevent unauthorized access and control access. That's the sign. But
But to answer that question, there will be an electric disconnect close to the external meter.
And the fire company should know how to handle it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a standard fire code requirement, and you know, every state has their own fire code and their own building code, and there's also the United States code, but they're all the same for you.
Okay. Does anybody else from the public have anything to say or questions? Okay. We'll close the meeting for the public.
I just have one question here. Okay, so the characterizing this system as a ground mounted is incorrect?
No, yeah, it's not a ground mounted array.
And so what's the correct
array, I guess. What is there?
I mean, it's officially a carport structure.
A carport. Okay.
There's roof mount, ground mount, which is additional solar farm, or even some homes have ground mount. So this is a carport.
A carport. Okay. Because I have to prepare the resolution, so I need to have the right word for it.
Would it be canopy better for it than
canopy? Yeah. Solar canopy. Yeah. I think in this application.
Well, it's ground mounted, but it's connected to the ground. Mm-hmm. But if you see ground mounted, they're about 6 feet high.
Yeah.
And so you know what it is needed. This certainly is that this is much higher. That's all the way. The canopy, I think, is the biggest stuff. That's the canopy. You weren't allowed to have these specifically like that, and you would have only been 12 feet high.
No.
Right. That is the first.
Do you have anything else?
That's all. Okay. Alrighty. This application is seeking preliminary and final site plan approval, and the site plan is for putting in some additional pavement on the existing in the back parking lot, the installation of a solar canopy, and then also the relocation of the trash enclosure. The application does require six variances, one of which, the more important variance is the variance with respect to the height of the solar canopy. And that was the requesting 23 feet, the max is 12. They did put in their arguments with respect to that, solar is an inherently beneficial use. And then insofar as the negatives, they have argued that there is really no, given the how there is really not a glare issue with respect to the pole, with the solar, that there really are no negative impacts on the neighborhood. So that's the one I would call the most significant variance. And then there's five other variances that are side yard setbacks, and they basically, the property is a combination of a lot that are owned by the same owner, and so the side yards really do not have any detrimental effect on anybody because he owns the next property. Is that correct? I think that's yes. And so, and then we have the one other a variance, which is a variance for the front yard setback. That's a pre-existing condition, and there's that is satisfied by the hardship case that the applicant's attorney has made. So with those variances, then we go back to the preliminary and the final site plan approval. It appears that, you know, they have, the application has met all the conditions of site plan approval, and if the board was inclined to grant this application, there are a number of conditions that we talked about this evening. One would be that the any gap in the buffering in the back would be addressed along the rear property line. They would the applicant is going to have the vehicle turning template submitted, I believe, for the board's engineer as review.
Traffic and parking getting into the area where the stables are put down.
Okay, and then we have the canopy supports. The applicant did indicate there was an issue with them on the northern side. They're going to shift them.
It's going to shift the canopy itself.
Shifting the canopy itself, okay. The applicant will comply with the recommendations of the fire marshal set forth in his letter, which I believe must be dated the day before, I guess, March 23rd. The applicant will submit his surveillance and security system on site to the review of the Lindenwald Police Department. The applicant has indicated they'll put a sign on the canopies for the height so we don't have some hauler coming in and hitting it, and that they would also do all the labeling with respect to all the electrical components of the system. And then I also did testify that they're going to submit a revised plan where they're going to show where they're moving the trash enclosure to another location to comply with the concerns that the board's engineer had with its placement. So with that, those will be the conditions that I have. Jeff, do you have any that you might? Okay.
Thank you. Okay. If the board pleases, could I have a motion?
Motion.
Have a second? Okay. Roll call. No. Jermaine.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Ms. Bisholi?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergrift?
Yes.
Thank you. Pleasure to see you all. And when it's said, pleasure to see you all. How it used to be.
We've actually been in touch for a lot longer than a lot of other places.
I told him I was going to do what he asked me to do, so he was okay.
Are you ready for the next application? You good? Okay, application JLUB-22-3, Madgeworks LLC, 511 Berlin Road, units 9 and 11, block 92, lots 1, 1.01, and 102, change in use, vacant units to audio video production offices.
Hi everyone, my name is Trevor Serena. I'm the attorney for JH in the area. We did just recently buy this property. I think he's entered into a contract for sale, closed on the property. We're here today basically to get a certificate of occupancy. He's not actually submitting anything, we're not really changing anything. Essentially, we're going to leave the property roughly as is. The two tenants that are there now are going to remain, you know, at least for now. He is not going to be offering any services to the public. He is a private contractor, essentially what he does. There's going to be two units in there that will be for his purposes, for his purposes. The two units that are in there are for different taxes, as I mentioned. One of those unit rooms is going to be used as storage for his equipment that he uses essentially to rent out for the shows for various films and stuff like that that we're interested. The other part is going to be used for his AV, he does editing, video editing, audio editing, he does some recording. He does intend to set up a little bit of a studio there that he can practice and make potentially down the line right now to other people. In terms of being an audio engineer, it actually being a live use studio and not necessarily a rental to someone who uses on their own time. So it's just for his own business purposes. Again, that would be just by appointment only. So basically, we're here today that if the board feels the need for things that should, I know the engineer mentioned something about the gravel parking lot that's there now. We do have enough room there to support any sort of people that are coming and going related to him, which we're not going to much, not going to have any employees, it's just that we're going to solar owned LLC. So essentially, we're here today to fill our bases and give the documents.
Okay, first I want to say, kind of started off, and I didn't want to interrupt you. We do have an issue here, again, with the non-payment taxes, right? On this one? Okay, and I do understand that you're here as a prospective purchaser. So we will make that a condition, if the board is so inclined, make that a condition of the approval, and you're going to have to get that will motivate your landlord to pay the taxes, okay?
We're not going to make it a condition.
Okay, so it's going to be taxes, sewer, and CCNUI. Okay, if the board is, if the board's inclined to, if the board's inclined to hear the application subject to that condition, because he is just a prospective purchaser.
She just, did you, do we know the amount?
So, my client, you've been told that essentially it's an agreement of sale, it's been paid off, again, it's going to be transaction goes through, so...
Sure, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
We'll be definitely taking care of it,
Just going to wait for the secretary to get back, because after we make a motion, she...
I'm just trying to move along, I don't want to...
What was your name? I didn't hear it.
It's Trevor
Serino,
S-T-R-I-N-E.
S-T-R... S-E-R?
Okay, Mr. Sabrina, are you going to have your applicant, your client testify?
We have to make a motion to...
Oh, yes, on the taxes, yes.
Could someone on the board make a motion to hear this tonight? Application?
Hear this absent with the condition, a condition of approval will be that the owner pay the outstanding taxes and utility assessments.
Does anybody on the board would like to make a motion?
Motion.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Ms. Micholi? Micholi? I'm sorry. Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Vandenberg?
Yes. Okay, Mr. Sharin, if you would proceed.
Yes, if you could raise your right hand, state your name, address for the record. Okay, could you spell your last name?
N-A-J-U-S-I-A-N.
Okay, all right. All right, do you swear? Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give this evening will be the whole truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so, sorry, you kind of heard my spiel here already. Again, we're not really seeking to change anything in the property. What we do want to do is spruce up the front. We do the landscaping in the front of the stone and disintegrating, going to take care of that. There's also a sign that's on the end of the property. We want to remove that, but I don't know if we need the permission. We're not holding it out to the public, so there's really no need for a sign.
We're going to rent it out to some public owner if we decide that we decide to do it from the office.
Exactly. But in terms of just the sign itself, it doesn't reference us, and we think it's not aesthetically pleasing. We'd like to just take it all the way down. I think that's what Jay has intended to do.
Yes, and go through your letter.
I think it's needed to explain it. Yeah.
This is Neighbors LLC, 911, but I'll see my there's two existing vacant spaces, which is an affordable unit. One's to a brick building there, he's going There are certain parking areas on both the east and west side of the building, but I believe one on the east side of the building from the previous application actually, is that owned by you or is that owned by you as a...
But that is...
Yep.
It is in New Jersey, I have a history, the title agent is doing a history search, it's present. But from what I've been indicated, from the current owner, is that even before he was there, it was used,
Some sort of
tax and depot, and he's been using it since he's been the tax people been using it. I just included it as part of kind of what I...
There's also the ingress on the one side of it, on the far end of it, so we assume that there is an actual easement on the deed. The other deed, that's the deed, but
Yes. Is there room for 10 spaces on the other side where it is through?
Yeah.
Can you sketch on that plan?
It's a condition of approval, does not be, right?
Can you just sketch out the 10 spaces?
So we probably did that and we brought it with us here today. I'm happy to see everyone around with their copies.
I'm talking to everybody that wanted to pass it on.
That's the third time. That's where this shows, two parking on the front, there's a lot on either side. Should accommodate for all purposes.
And that wasn't part of the original application, right? So that's going to be an extra exhibit.
So one part of the... Yes and no, that was the original, image that was included, plan that we had, again, was under the new, but then one just actually spaced it out, we just took it and hopefully it's paid.
You got to show them that it's the parking on the street, which technically was qualified for off-street parking.
And the double letters, and then we even see them, this is our way, you know, we've got these so bad, and this is on the gravel lot, on the, west side of the property, so it looks like it's provided, the parking requirements as far as the number of spaces off-street.
We're going to mark this A1, okay? This is going to be marked A1.
Oh, exactly, that part.
So my personal van and vehicle stays...
So you have sufficient space to park everybody off-street, or you're looking at whether or not a lot of people park off-street. Anytime I drove by a lot, especially when you have the sewer pump station, and I've done one over on the rear, and I have a spot where you park out on the street right now.
And frankly,
there's a bike path there, so you can't park there.
But there's ample room to put any kind of park. Again, we're not out to the public, so it's not that people are going to be there regularly. It will be 5 appointments. It will be generally a couple cars, Jay's car. He does have a cargo van that probably can park in the back and not be able to see it driving by. NJ Dot has cars there anyway. He wouldn't be out of the public.
But there's a history of using it. Yeah.
And it's been certainly permissive use for a number of years.
So, and you're having a title report done for your purchase, right? So do you have that yet?
Well, this, I guess because this is a year of transit lot, it wasn't...
It didn't come up in your report.
So they're doing a more extensive history search, which I initiated Monday, and just haven't come back here.
Hopefully, cameras. On page four, there's also that section, D65-92-3, which requires that all parking areas, $7,000,
We did an application on this once before. We request that it's done be paved and handicapped. And if you don't do that now, can they come back and go after us?
That's not over to the public, so we My question is,
he said that he may possibly be coming down the road having people come in to do, you know, music and stuff like that, or whatever the case may be, and that's going to be cars parked there.
He's in the general public, and he's going to be able to access it, because he's not in the general public.
You don't want to get burned twice.
That's correct.
Okay, so...
That's correct for the ADA requirement.
He has to come back for a change. He'll come back to the association of the use of the back for the board.
That would be fine, as long as we have that in condition that if he does decide to have people come there, any reason whatsoever.
It's not the public, it's not the general public, and that's not the
This is a ground level lot, I'm sure that's familiar with it, so just a grand board to accommodate that.
Parking space, sidewalk,
and ultimately what we do, you know, again, down the line, what we might do is revitalize that area a little bit, and in a sense, when we do come back to apply for construction permit kind of improvements, that's going to be taken a lot. Obviously, adds to the professional quality of the business. You are going to do that. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of reasons to do that, particularly for unloading and loading, which is not happening now. But so that's certainly, you know, not off the table even if it's approved here today. If we can come back forward, any kind of further improvement, happy to have it.
I'm just concerned that
absolutely, I understand.
Going down the road, that he's going to have abandoned there, and then he's going to have people parking to come there in the evening. You know, we've seen this happen before. I don't want to get burned twice. You know? So that's my concern. If you're doing a recording studio and it's just you and you're going to engineer it, possibly, or whatever the case would be, I've got no problem with that. And I talked to the board, but I have a problem with that.
Well, let me ask you this. If you go to business and you operate by appointments only, is that how you do that?
Yeah.
Is that open to the public?
No, it's not. It's not defined as the public.
Most of the work I do is off-site. I have equipment in my warehouse. I currently operate a Collinwood. I've been there for 10 years. And most of the equipment's in there, and I put it off-site. You know, I go to different venues. And once in a while, I need to like follow up on something, and maybe record it off-site, and kind of even add a little soundtrack to it. It's more of a video production studio. I'm not trying to really, you know, I've had the time to develop my business, so I don't have to just kind of deal with a little bit here, a little bit there. I have series lines that, you know, series projects that we do pretty well, you know, formulated, so that it's not just a chaotic. You know, fairly in the cars as is.
I think we've come to the down the road is we've learned a little bit that we'll put in stipulations that are on this amendment for the resolution to.
Okay, let me ask you this. What would be the maximum number of people you would have in your studio at any point in time?
I mean, including yourself?
Four other people, five total.
Five including myself.
But this is not a common occurrence. I mean, this isn't a thing that he's doing every day or anything like that. In fact, most of his job is he goes out to the spaces he works with. So every weekend he's setting up for local festivals. He runs a lot of local.
So I see work is done off site?
Yeah, actually. I work at the Scottish Rite, so I've used that room to do video work for, you know, local bands and corporate clients and stuff like that. I do events in the Eagles, I work at Financial Fields, and I also work at the National Museum of American Jewish History. They're three of my main venue clients that I work with. And lately, I've been getting more into the video streaming and the video content, which is much, much less intensive than just four people playing.
So, to accommodate the people, the maximum number of people that you could have here, there's on-street parking. That would accommodate them? Because there's, what, four, there's, what, five? Off-street. Oh, that's a bike path. Oh.
And just to reassure the board, it's not like, it's very difficult for any kind of professional recording studio to just sit up in a building and go, you're not going to attract any clientele, it's not how it really works. I mean, particularly with your girls and really professional high-quality studios all around the area. And, you know, they spend a lot of time, a lot of money building for you guys.
This is more like fun.
So, this is the thing, you guys have all
recording, you're not going to do it.
Now, again, if you come sort of part of the room, maybe you could doing fills and things like that, that's, you know, essentially just him. But if you had to bring that and do a couple of recordings, then it might be once a month, it might be once every couple of weeks, something like that. And it's certainly not a consistent, regular thing. Again, he works out most of the time, he's shipping. So, but he's really looking at his stuff, his building, start with good use, and then maybe to expand there in the future. And again, that's why we're talking about maybe building it out. But in terms of just the purchase price and things like that, we're not the money to go into what would be an open to the public studio is an exorbitant amount. And I know that from personal experience as a representative, you know, the recording studios. So, you know, they spend a lot of money, and if you want a good sound, you have to pay for it. So, yeah, if you come in here, potentially, you can use it for this personal business, living it out. But again, there may or may not be 5 points. We're not going to have
signs,
so, you know.
It's a nice sign, because it's a lot of pretty, you know, collectively sought out very specific pieces of equipment, cameras and stuff, so I'd rather that stuff be safe than I have a place that I can really focus on that.
And that comes to one of the other points you made, which is, I don't know if this is just enough to be on-site. I certainly would like to have alarm system in because there are some, you know, fairly valuable cameras. You know, I can't speak to what's on there right now, but I know that at minimum there needs to be an alarm system that's...
Whatever you have for as far as security, you know, just ask a lot of the business to
come to the police department. That makes sense. And again, we're just trying to protect our property as well.
What kind of hours and days are we going to do that?
Yeah, most weekends I'm out doing this stuff. Maybe one or two, usually Tuesdays, Wednesdays, you know, every now and then,
what kind of hours?
Maybe like, maybe I'd be there packing equipment in. A lot of people after we've done work, maybe 6 to 9, 6 to 10 is the latest people kind of go at my current place.
That's some of the work hours. They're sort of variable. It depends on, you know, when the show is set up. And a lot of times some of these shows are at night. So he's just getting there, loading up at 4:30, 6:30, hauling out there. And then, you know, he has the opportunity to bring it back. But it's not, you know, moving to a mall. It's not there to work.
Is the, you know, the New Jersey DOT lot, is that paved or is that just a stone also?
Essentially, we're not really a public business in the sense that what the ordinance is going to focus on that, you know, shopping malls, et cetera, Dollar General, things like that, people are coming and going, et cetera.
I don't want to agree with that, but it's your ordinance.
I don't know, I think it's not, I'm not sure, I don't know, I'm just...
Jeff, what was that, what condition, what point are you on right now? The second one? Okay, mm-hmm.
Again, it's...
We're still there, okay.
Yeah, it's not an issue, I mean, that is not the news.
Nice for solar technologies going to do it, like, you know, that was a cool idea, and that's right, but,
yeah, so, moving to the neighborhood, you'll be going in quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So, I mean, besides, like, if you guys chose me, besides, we're going to do more stuff, and...
No, again, just increasing up revitalizing, it's not like we're essentially changing much at all, really, just like getting there, use some of the storage, use some of the infrastructure, like, equipment, for example, and that, of course, we're going to have that as well.
So, the church is covering, if you combine, if you sum this out, if you're going to have some of those, or the accessibility, or the usability, the regional aspects of the, set of permits, or the joint act, or the requirement.
Because it's not open public.
If you come back, if you're going to be using, or do something like that, or find that something like you're interested in, or how to do that, or what is that?
Certainly, if they're unstable, the boss, and that could, problem brought a lack of building permits, so we'll have to take care of that anyway, you know what I mean? If the city and township, we're certainly the commission to do it, I don't know how, you know, who owns that, to do it.
Number five and number six, I think, you know, the town of that, if you give the door, if you have a page, and the car, and the city, and the town, and the city, 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 and the
Yeah, whatever they, and again, they've been there, and they've been generating that to all the different rooms, I'm sure they haven't got an issue, that's probably what we're about.
We can come around and talk about, you know, the plan is a sign, and then we're all going to talk about security, but I think that's all I have, and I'll go ahead and ask you a question for that.
I think it's good.
So you were not creating any videos there, not filming them, making videos, like, you're not going to have people in and doing any kind of performance or anything like that?
No, I'm just doing that for parties.
No.
No, I'm just trying to make sure there's no parties. I think I'll do the top, but,
And what's the latest you're going to be there?
Like 10.
Okay. Yeah, it's certainly not an all night kind of thing where he's throwing parties and raging. This is, you know.
I looked for the, like, a town ordinance that mentioned where, like, business operate, like, the columns with certain times that operate, and so, like, it's 11 o'clock, 3 hours, so they actually say, okay, half of 4 years, and so.
Because there's residents right across the street, so, I mean, we don't need you 2 o'clock in the morning playing drums.
Sure, no. I think 10 o'clock is usually going out, so, yeah, I just wanted to get there wasn't actually a time for you guys.
I think if you were going there to drop off equipment and put it back into storage, you're not going to be making any kind of real loud noises or anything else like that, and it would probably only be for about an hour or so, if that.
In that, yeah. I would assume. I think
it's
a loading
van.
Pretty tired.
You worry about loud music.
Mm-hmm. There's doors in the back.
Or dancers.
Yeah.
Was there an ordinance for noise? I thought it followed the state regulations.
Yeah.
Noise ordinance.
Yeah.
Chapter 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 37 seconds.
It's very similar atmosphere to what I'm at. I'm right up against Patco. Never had a noise complaint, and I've been there 10 years now, so. So I don't have to deal with acoustics. If that ever does become an issue, I know what you need to do to accomplish that. And this property is actually great, because there's only two properties across the street, and that gives me a much easier time to address those things. You don't have to really worry about the time, because it's all blocked. There's no one lives in the side of the building. It's all blocked over there. There's a train. There's actually a shed behind the room that I have, then the train. So the sound is going to have a very hard time getting anywhere, except for two houses. So I can make sure that I can make sure that they don't do anything.
What can you drive a taxi to fly there?
This is right there.
Does anybody from the... Do you have anything more?
No, I mean, we're happy to answer any questions you guys have.
Does anybody from the board have any questions?
The only thing I just want to make sure is that if he does do anything other than what he's saying tonight, we go back to the paving and to the sidewalks.
So what I was thinking that we would make a condition to say that the he would not be open to the public, and that the maximum number of people that he could ever have there would be 5. And if that does change...
I mean, I don't want to...
Well, here's the thing, if you don't want it, but we have to actually, we have to be consistent with applicants.
Sure, but if 6 people there one day, I don't even put a hard cap on a number of people there. You know what I mean? I don't even know.
But we have to put some parameters around it. That's the way it is, because the ordinance...
Can you give us a cap number?
You did give us a cap. You gave us 5.
Well, I think the cap would be what the 5 market would say is appropriate to have in the room at any point.
No. Because you're required to pave this, okay? You are required, and you're asking for a waiver of that. And so we have to be consistent with you as we are with other people.
I understand. Okay. What I'm saying is that it wouldn't be related to the number of people, but related to the square footage of the building. That's my understanding of the board waiver.
That's the number of parking, yeah.
Waiver of
the lot, so that's it. But the prior is not required, so we're just asking if the status quo be maintained.
Required use. That's never been required.
It was
used as an office building. And they
came in
there.
I understand
that.
Why don't you propose to us how you can keep us happy? Well, there is a requirement that you pay. And you're asking us to waive that. So why don't you tell us what you think?
Maybe myself would be the maximum, but, you know, maybe some...
I just make a nice one around that number 10, you know, something like that.
10. Sometimes it's a couple
of... Yeah, okay. Not including the... You can't control what the tax people do, you know what I mean?
No, we're talking about your side of the building.
Yeah, we're just talking about you.
Who's coming into your building? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would say 10 would be reasonable. It's not like we're out of a price point in there. And if any of this does change, obviously we're subject to the same as everybody else. And then we come back to you guys, we have approved the plan. You know, we'll obviously pay at that time because people do subject to the ADA or other regulations. We're not trying to get around anything. We're trying to get a property, get in money so that eventually down the line that we can improve this property and hopefully have a long time.
And we'd love to see that. We're not trying to find a way.
No, I just want to be very
perfect before. Yeah.
I just try and
say,
I've been renting for many years, you know, with the pandemic. It'd be great to just get in, and then there's a whole extra lot. I'm working hard, but it'd be great to put something that you guys are thrilled to have. Right down, within walking distance from the cafe. It'd be great to be there.
All in favor of new businesses and increasing in revenue in there and
people making
things
and all that stuff.
Does anybody else from the board have any questions? Should we open it up to the public? Anybody from the public have any questions? No one from the public? We're going to review.
Okay, so we have an application for a change of use and a waiver of the site plan requirement. So the change of use, this is a 4-unit building. The applicant is going to be utilizing 2 of the vacant units, and that is going to be for an office where he will conduct his videography business. So we have some conditions on this approval, which would be that, one, he would submit his use to the fire marshal for the comments, that he would secondly do the any surveillance or security measures that he installs, that he will have them reviewed by the Lindwall Police Department. And then we have to stipulate that this your use is, as you've represented tonight, will not be open to the public, and that you will not have more than 10 occupants in the building at any one time. If you do exceed that, you have to come back to the board with respect to we will deem that to be a change of use, and you'll have to come back and do that. And then the last condition, which really does not apply to you, but it will be that the owner of the property does have to take care of his outstanding taxes and assessments, which he will do anyway. If you buy it, he's going to have to do that closing. So.
Okay. Anybody on the board like to make a motion?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Roach.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson.
Yes.
Ms. Micheli.
Yes.
Mr. Bowson.
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
And Mr. Vandegrift.
Yes. Thank you. Welcome.
I'm very impressed with you. Mike comes still there too. Something I didn't notice when I was changing backwards. I learned it all from Mike. Yeah.